The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
It seems to be the season, and by that I mean these last few years, of people facing the buzzsaw of litigation for standing up for their religious rights, and a kind of a specific religious right. We all know about Masterpiece Cake Shop. Should you be compelled by law to crank out a cake that specifically violates your religious beliefs? That answer is no, and people have to fight doggedly for that. If, let's say, you have a sign shop, if you have a flower shop, it seems like it's the only thing that changes is the merchant, the type of business. Someone being compelled, someone being cajoled, someone being forced by law to do something. To engage in some type of creative messaging that they should have the right to politely decline. This time, we have a story of a gentleman named Blaine Adamson, and he owns a promotional printing company called Hands On Originals. And as many printing companies do, they make T-shirts. And so, boy, talk about a wide open world of messaging. You see T-shirts these days that are about everything. Well, what happened to Mr. Adamson and how did that wind up in court? Jim Campbell joins us, one of the attorneys for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Learn about them at adflegal.org, adflegal.org. Welcome back, Mr. Campbell. Good to have you. How are you doing, sir?
My pleasure. I'm doing well.
Let's go. I think I sort of laid out the basics, but tell me about Mr. Adamson. This is a case that's been going on for like 7 years. How did it get started?
Sure. So Blaine Adamson has a simple policy. It's the way he's always operated his business. He'll work with anyone. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you believe. He will work with you and he will print items for you. But what he can't do for anyone is print a message that violates his religious beliefs. So in 2012, he was asked to print shirts promoting a local gay pride festival. It was something that he couldn't do consistent with his religious beliefs. So he offered to connect the organizers of that event to another print shop that would have done the same work for the same price he would have charged. But unfortunately, they weren't interested in that. Instead, they went to their local government and filed a discrimination complaint against him. And now 7.5 years later, we found ourselves before the Kentucky Supreme Court arguing for Blaine's right to live and work consistent with his religious beliefs.
All right. So the first thing that I stubbed my toe on is somebody came to Blaine, his company, Hands On Originals, and they wanted to do a gay pride T-shirt. And Blaine said, that's a belief thing. I'm sure he didn't sit there and wheedle them and cajole them and throw Bibles in their faces. I was like, he politely declined, providing an alternative that would have been the same cost. And that's where we learn that the provocateurs here were less interested in T-shirts than they were in criminalizing Mr. Adamson's decline.
I think what's really unfortunate is that, you know, this didn't have to happen. It didn't have to get started, as you pointed out. But maybe what's worse is that the government picked it up and ran with it. In other words, the government picked it up and issued an order that essentially told Blaine Adamson that he must print messages that violate his religious beliefs. And one of the interesting things is that what this application of this law does is it doesn't require everyone be treated equal. It actually identifies certain messages that the government likes, and it says that those must receive preferred treatment. In other words, Mr. Adamson won't print that message for anyone. So what the government's doing here is they're taking a message that they like and they're giving it preferred status and saying, well, even though you won't print this message for anyone else, we're going to require you to print it because we like it. So this isn't achieving equal treatment. It's actually distorting the law in a significant way.
Everybody has this right. Everybody thinks, well, what's funny, I guess it's only the Christians who are being beaten up on in this regard, but Jewish t-shirt shop owners, Muslim t-shirt shop owners, atheist t-shirt shop owners, they also have the right to decline to engage in a creation of art, a creation of a cake, a creation of a t-shirt that is violative of their beliefs, too. This is not just a Christian thing. Everybody has this freedom.
That's exactly right. One of the things that we encouraged the court when we argued there last week is we said to them, while in this case, this is about requiring Blaine Adamson to print messages that violate his religious beliefs, in another case, you could have a religious organization that goes to a lesbian print shop owner and forces them to print a religious message opposing same-sex marriage. And you know, most people think that isn't a good idea, and that's not something that we should require. So it cuts both ways. This freedom that we're arguing for, this freedom of speech, freedom not to express messages and support messages that one disagrees with, it's as good for someone who identifies as conservative and considers themselves conservative as it is for somebody who considers himself too liberal.
So where does all of this stand right now?
So we argued the case before the Kentucky Supreme Court last week, and now we wait. It could be a matter of a month or two, or it could be a matter of 6 months to a year until we hear back from that court. We're hopeful. We're confident. We won the case before the two courts that have already reviewed it. So a trial court reviewed it, a court of appeals reviewed it, and we won both of those levels. So we're hopeful that we'll win here at the Kentucky Supreme Court and that this court will make it clear that Blaine Adamson and other people who create speech for a living are free to live and work consistent with their beliefs.
And the difficulty, because judges are human beings and sometimes have flaws that lead to personal activism, is that none of this has anything to do with how one feels about gay pride events. None of this has anything to do with how anybody feels about their particular religion or their particular politics. It's about should a purveyor of a product, you know, cakes, t-shirts, be forced to do something that is violative of their beliefs, no matter who that person is and no matter what those beliefs are.
I think that's right. And in fact, the way I would say it is, we have to be willing to extend these freedoms to people that we disagree with. In other words, I might have a different view of the world than someone else does, and I might think that somebody should print something or make something, but the question is, should they be free to make that decision for themselves? And if we want these freedoms, then we have to be willing to extend them to people who we disagree with.
Would I be correct that from issues like the Bladensburg Cross to stories like Masterpiece Cake Shop, to that things have tended to go, when I say our way, I don't mean our faith or our politics. I mean, go the way of those who favor these freedoms. Is this a pretty good season for ADF and folks like them?
I think it is a pretty good season. In fact, just last Friday, we won a really significant case before the Eighth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals, and they ruled that the state of Minnesota can't force filmmakers to create films celebrating same-sex marriage just because they decide to make films celebrating opposite-sex marriages. So that was a very significant win. It's a similar case in a lot of ways to the Masterpiece Cake Shop case that you mentioned. And so now we have a federal court of appeals making it clear that when people make films, that's a form of speech and a form of art, and you can't force them to create films about something that violates their religious beliefs. So I do think it's a good season.
Well, I'm really glad I asked, because cake is one thing and a t-shirt is one thing, and you can knock one of those out. I'm sure it's very talented people that have to do both. But this is an entire film. This is the case of the Larsons. What in the world happened to them in Minnesota? Somebody wanted to make them make a movie?
So that case actually arose because the Larsons decided that they wanted to get into the wedding industry. And so instead of waiting to be sued, they went to the court and said, can you please give us clarity on our rights before we enter the wedding industry and potentially face a crippling lawsuit against us? And
okay,
so,
gotcha.
So anyway, so in that case, they went into court. They asked for clarity on their rights. And thankfully, last week, the Court of Appeals made it very clear that that the state of Minnesota can't punish them simply because they want to make films that celebrate a view of marriage consistent with their religion.
Gotcha. All right. Well, these are the battles underway every day. Alliance Defending Freedom. Gosh, we're looking at 25 years of advocacy for this kind of thing. Jim Campbell with their stable of talented attorneys. And the website, again, is adflegal.org. Jim, thanks for all you do. Appreciate the update, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Jim Campbell at the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.